283.
I feel very comfortable after having my conversation last night that it will be fixed.
All right, so there's the voice of the Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, who says everything's cool and it's going to get fixed, talking about Obamacare. But the thought that is now flying around close to the president is the administration might consider amending the health care law to stop some of the hundreds of thousands of individual insurance policy cancellations that have upset so many people and are threatening Democrat seats because they're up for grabs in 2014 and the people in their backyards don't want to vote for someone who doesn't help them get their insurance back. That might be enough pressure to change a few things in this law. They may cave in. I heard from a good source there really are some discussions about what do we do. They're what I call spitballing it in the White House because, hey, it's about votes. It's about getting Democrats in, just like the Republicans. It's about raising the flag for other Republicans. And when you're the president, you want other Democrats to get elected on the Hill. That's part of the game. That's part of what you do as not just a leader of the free world, but as somebody who represents the Democratic Party. So this is where we begin once again another version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Don't forget, we have Nail the Score coming up in our last two segments of this hour. So if you're driving home listening to me, don't fall asleep. It's so fun. What we do is our computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL. Can you believe that we are more than halfway through the season? Once the game is chosen, then you call up and decide who you're picking and what you think the final score will be. You could win. We've had two winners in the past 4 years. And if you win, you win some wonderful prizes from America Tonight, plus huge bragging rights. Yeah, the bragging rights, I think, are big, because it's hard to nail the score, right? And you get a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, and some other prizes, like I said, from America Tonight. There doesn't seem to be a lot of prizes with Obamacare, but there are some people that say it's a good deal, and this is just people trying to figure out a way to dog the president. One thing is for sure, there is no in between on this. You either like it or you don't like it. It's affecting everybody in different ways. They're considering amending it because of how it's affecting people across the United States. Like, we've already talked about Louisiana Senator Mary Landrieu. She is calling up the White House on speed dial, because she knows if the people in her backyard don't get to keep their health care policies, as long as they're still making the payments and doing what they were doing before, then she may lose her seat. She might lose her seat. So we'll see ultimately what avenue they choose, but this may change. They say 3.5 million people have gotten those cancellation notices, but then what the spin is, but don't worry, because your insurance is going to be better. So who cares? The insurance is better, and you'll have a better policy. But that's not what people are finding, and it does come down to, let's face it, the economics of it. And the economics are all wet, because if you can't afford it, you can't afford it, so it's not affordable any longer. It doesn't matter if it's the Cadillac of insurances. You can't afford it. I mean, we might all like to drive a souped-up Lexus, but if we can't afford it, we can't afford it, right? So we got to get into some other ride. I mean, we can try and we can leverage ourselves and get into further debt, and that's the problem. It's interesting because you have financial people screaming at you that you should have 2 years' worth of salary in case something happens. But you should be putting away 15% of what you make, and you should put it another 15% in an emergency fund. Are they thinking that everybody in America is making $500,000 a year? If you are, then no big deal. You can float the whole Obamacare thing, and you're okay if you have to pay $50 or more for a visit, or if your insurance goes up an extra $100, $200 a week. But for goodness sake, the kids that go to Bowie State, they cannot, this cannot be affordable for them. And to me, this just illustrates the disconnect between what is real and what is fantasy. So if you were going to the school, you had health insurance, get health insurance for your semester, go to the health clinic, get whatever you need. You have a cold, you'd have to get antibiotics or whatever it is. So what's happened is this black college says the regulations just forced them to cancel student health plans because there's no way they were going to be able to pay for what it was going to cost them. And what it was going to cost them is from $50 a semester to $900 a semester, and the new insurance would amount to about $1,900 a year. So who's going to go to a wellness center or have the money to pay for that if it goes from that much money, $50, $54 a semester, to $1,900 a year? That's not even expensive. That's ridiculous. And they say, listen, this is the new regulations. So this is why we can't do this anymore. Because we can't afford it. It's not affordable. And there are other colleges and other universities, community colleges in New Jersey. I know some people that have told me a similar thing. They've had to cancel student health insurance plans. That's bad because kids rely on that and they will go to a wellness center. They get sick with, which happens in the winter, like I was saying, with some kind of flu or some other bug. But now they won't be doing that. So unfortunately, they're the students that are getting stung by this. And then if they're on their parents' insurance, then they're okay. But what if they can't afford to have them on their insurance? Then they're not covered there. And then you get into the dilemma of what if your parent is in the military? Well, they can't insure you because their insurance won't cover you. Otherwise, the military says they would have to shut down their insurance because how could they afford it? They can't. So there are so many other little aspects of the Affordable Care Act that are not affordable. I mean, listen, I'd be the first person to say, forget about party line. Forget about that. It's beneficial. It's working. But for everybody who says it's working, I can introduce you to 10 more people who have horror stories about it. I mean, do you think that's fair? That somebody serves in the military and everybody else in the country gets to have their kids on their insurance plan? That was sold as like the best thing since sliced bread. But not for military people. It's not because they can't insure their kids on the plan in their 20s, going to college. Stay with us. Kathleen Sebelius' take next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at PrivacyLockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com.
Upwards of 975,000 customers have made it through the process of applying and getting an eligibility determination and are currently still shopping for a plan. 396,000 people have learned they may be eligible for Medicaid or CHIP. Healthcare.gov and state sites have received 26.8 million unique visitors.
All right, those are the stats from Kathleen Sebelius, talking about the people who have signed up and what's going on with the website, basically, that have come through. Because, of course, there were problems. So the enrollment was just 106,185 in the first month. And that's what she's talking about there. And there are so many others that couldn't get through. And then people who signed up with their state insurance exchanges. So that made a difference. And I think that the nightmare of the Affordable Care Act is now starting to descend on the White House so much that when you have Democrats that are banging down the door and saying, meaning high up in the party, saying to the president, man, you need to do something. We cannot have this doomy, gloomy, dismal constituent base coming after us and saying we need relief. And that's what's happening to a lot of the key Democrats in the Senate and in Congress as well. And that's why they're not supporting taking health care away from the people who like their plan. The problem is you've already had almost 4 million people that have gotten the cancellation notices, and how can the insurance company take them back if they're complying with the regulations, unless the regulations are somehow changed? So the figures that you just heard from Sebelius show how far the White House has gone to build a new individual market for consumers in 2014 and how they're trying, they say they're trying to make it viable. Wednesday's enrollment numbers coincided with the House demanding the administration help people whose existing insurance policies are being shut down, canceled, and to fix the healthcare website by the end of the month. So, of course, the Democrats are seething over the problems, and they meet with the White House, it seems, almost every day. They did on Wednesday for an hour. The botched rollout is going to be a political liability during the 2014 midterm elections unless something changes dramatically. It's given some Republicans a new lease on life as far as the potential of winning in some of these states where people are particularly affected by it. You don't have Dianne Feinstein, Senator Dianne Feinstein, come out and say, listen, these people who have their health insurance were promised they could keep it, they should be able to keep it if everything is rosy. That doesn't happen. Because remember, the president, and we know this by now, repeatedly promised the people who like their health insurance could keep it when the law kicked in on October 1st. But millions of people got those notices because the plans, and the reason is because the plan doesn't comply with the new requirements, like coverage for mental health treatments. And, of course, this is dicey because we see on the mental health side, it's dicey because we see where we're at in this country with what's happened with some of the shootings, horrific things that have happened where there aren't any mental health clinics in parts of the country because they say, well, you know, we can't afford it, so that's one of the cuts. That's not a good thing. There certainly should be a way to have that should have stayed in many of the plans and stayed offered in many of the plans. So the Senate Majority Leader, who we opened with, Harry Reid, said he had a long conversation with the president and says he feels that the website's going to be fixed and that's it, and that's what you heard. And repeatedly, that's what we're hearing, that it's going to get fixed and it's going to be fine. But if they're really talking seriously about, okay, now we got to figure out what we're going to do, and they're really meeting, that means there's a chance something's going to change. Something's going to change fast. And like I said, that's partially because of the pressure of the people who are in the party, in the Democratic Party, who don't want to lose their seats. And then the numbers will tilt in a much different direction. Don't forget, coming up in our next two segments, Nail the Score. You want to keep the number handy, 855-266-5283. We need some levity. And that means it's almost like the lottery. The game of the week in the NFL, chosen by the computer. You call in what team wins and what's the final score. It doesn't mean anything if you know football or don't know football. It's a guessing game. And maybe you'll be right. Maybe you'll be right this time. All right, to be sure, there are some other things that, believe it or not, that are going on. And I have to say, booyah to so many of the Marines who are helping to lift the spirits of the people in the Philippines. And the number of troops in that effort, they say, is probably going to be, by the end of the week, at least 1,000. I mean, it's pretty tough because it's a logistical nightmare trying to get food and water and anything they can to the people. Thousands were killed. About 600,000 or so were displaced by the storm that hit the Philippines, Tacloban. And you got people that still haven't had food for days on end. So we got 20 million in aid. Ships are on their way. And that's positive because that's the military rolling out, doing what they do best and trying to make the people feel okay in a horrific situation. I mean, horrific situation. Couldn't get anything. It was described as, this is a description, tells the whole thing. It was trying to, like, squeezing an orange through a straw. Now they're getting bigger straws, is what they say, because they just couldn't get, they couldn't get aid to people. So they need the airlifts. Hygiene kits, plastic sheeting, all the things that you need, and all of that is arriving now. As we speak, it is arriving now. U.S. food aid is coming in. UN World Food Program stuff in the next day or two. The C-130s and the Osprey helicopters are big with this aid because that's how they're getting to the villages. And they've been able to also evacuate some of the people from Tacloban to Manila. Also good. Because you look at the, I mean, folks, this is radio, but you look at the devastation of this, the overhead photos, it's unreal. It kind of reminds me, in a way, of what happened, you know, the Fukushima plant, what happened in Japan, remember, 2 years ago in the spring, what that looked like, just shards of housing and boats and cars flipped over and you knew it was bad. This is looks exactly like it. It's bad for the people there on the ground. But like I said, the military is there and they are doing everything they can, because you got armed looting, all kinds of violence is breaking out, because what can you do? You have only so much military in the Philippines, the Philippine military, and the U.S. should have 1,000 on the ground by the end of the week, but they're still trying to figure out what they need to bring and how. I mean, this effort's going to take a long time. It's just that bad, even just clearing up the wreck from the typhoon. I'm trying to figure who's alive and who's not and what they need to do. And I mean, it's nasty to look at it. Brutal, to say the least. All right, and one more thing, sadly, while this is Military Week on America Tonight, 4 Marines were killed at Camp Pendleton on Wednesday morning. They say it was just a tragic accident during a range maintenance op. It's the second time in less than a year, sadly, that Marines have died at Camp Pendleton. And, man, the whole place shakes when that happens. Because certainly you don't want to see that happen before anyone's even deployed. We're talking about just a freak accident. And they haven't released the names of the people that were killed. They want to make sure the families have dealt with it first before they do it. But the first thing is getting support to the families and notifying them. Nail the Score, coming up side here in America Tonight.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes, yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Everyone knows, I think by now, that I lost my mother to cancer just 6 months ago. She was healthy her whole life, or so we thought, and then she was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. Very pleased to welcome to the show someone who's doing something I think a whole bunch of other people should do if they can, and it's Ivan Meisner, and he is the CEO of a company that you might have heard of. It's a company that is huge with networking. We're talking about BNI.com. It's the referral organization that operates in like 52 companies. It's all over the place, in other words. Well, here's what you might not know about Ivan Meisner. He's got a book out called The Meisner Plan. And what is the Meisner Plan? He's going to tell us all about it. He was diagnosed with cancer in 2012. And rather than hide the fact that he was sick, that he had this disease, he came forward and decided to transform his habits and his offices as well. And maybe he can transform your office. Ivan, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Hey, thank you. It's great to be on. The book will be out actually in a few weeks. It's not out yet, but we are happy to start putting the message out of what I did and what others can do now.
So take us back to the day when you were diagnosed. What was the what were you thinking? What was running through your head as all this success is coming your way business wise? What were you thinking when you got the shocking diagnosis?
Yeah, I was totally shocked. I was 55 years old when I was diagnosed. It was a year and a half, 2 years ago, and it absolutely did not think it would come back positive. But it did, in fact, come back positive. And so I was really blown away, very surprised. I happened to be headed down to San Diego, where my wife has seen a physician down there, a holistic medicine physician. And so I thought, man, what the heck? I got nothing to lose, because the urologist said you got 6 months to make a decision because it's slow growing. But it was substantial, but slow growing. And so I figured, what do I have to lose? Might as well try something else. And as a rule, when I try something, I'm all in. And I was all in for 6 months. And I figured I'd be healthier when I had to go do the surgery or the radiation or the chemotherapy. And it turns out I didn't have to do any of that. I just got a test back 4 weeks ago that I fell in the normal range in prostate cancer. I fell in the normal range. And I did no chemotherapy, no surgery, no radiation. I just changed my diet.
Yay. That is great news. So changing your diet, like you said, you go all in. So now you're going to do something you hadn't done before. How do you go all in? What did you start to do?
You need a medical doctor who's got experience in that area of nutrition. And so I went to a center down in San Diego called the Center for Advanced Medicine, and they put me on a program, first starting with a detox program that was 8 days, and that was pretty tough. But the rest of it was, you know, in the bigger scheme of things, it was better than surgery and the really bad side effects of prostate surgery. So I just completely changed my diet, and I didn't eat a lot of junk food before. So, you know, I wasn't at the burger stand every day, but I drank a lot of soda. I ate a lot of processed foods. If it was in a package, I ate it for lunch every day. And so I completely changed what I ate. I ate, you know, organic, natural foods, not processed. Dr. Mark Harmon's got a great phrase that I love. You eat food that comes off of a plant, not food that is made in a plant. In other words, you eat organic food, not food that's processed in a plant. And that's really the diet that I went on, along with some very specific things that deal with prostate cancer itself.
Yeah, so forget the donuts, forget the occasional stop as at a big pizza place. All that went out the window, right?
All that went out the window for 2 years. It's been 2 years now, and it's still out the window. And, of course, the first thing that happened was I dropped 40 pounds, over 40 pounds. And I did it healthily. I was never hungry, ever. I ate whenever I wanted. I just ate completely different food and was never healthy. I was never hungry. Became healthy, never hungry. And my wife was amazing, just amazing. And, you know, she jumped in with both feet and changed the way she cooked substantially. And there we go. You know, 2 years later, I'm not only in remission, I get a clean bill of health, and I didn't have to do surgery. Life is good.
So that's great news. So you decide, all right, I'm doing this. I'm the CEO of this company. What about all the people that work for me? And now you want to try to transform the office. Did you get any pushback on that when you started to make those tweaks?
Oh, yeah. And one of the reasons that I put together the website and the Facebook page really was because people would ask me, what are you doing? How are you? And, you know, how did you do this? And so I started putting this all down. And then my wife and I, we looked at our staff and we realized we had a lot of unhealthy people at this office. So we decided to suggest that people might want to do this. You know, you want to know the secret to motivating employees?
What is it?
Forget about it. You can't do it. It's not possible to motivate employees. It's possible, however, to provide an environment for employees to motivate themselves. So not every employee in my organization has gone on this program, but I have done my best to create an environment where those people who are willing and motivated to do the things necessary have, in fact, done them. And so far, and we just really rolled this out with my staff about 60 days ago, about one-third of all my employees and many, many dozens of people who are in BNI globally have gone on the program and have had amazing results, just amazing results.
Yeah, so well, I would assume one of the things is, and you said it, soda, you were drinking soda. Is that it for the soda machines, right? No pop anywhere.
Not only no soda, and we're weaning the staff off of that, but no plastic bottles. Because the plastic bottles, when they're heated, when they're, you know, and of course they get hot when they're in a truck being transported somewhere, release BPAs. And BPAs, it's like a chemical leaching from the soda cans and from the plastic bottles, and it mimics estrogen in the body, which is really bad for certain health conditions, including prostate cancer. As a matter of fact, the FDA specifically stated that BPAs can affect the prostate in men. on their website.
Ivan, you know how many people walk around with water bottles, plastic water bottles?
Yep, I do.
A lot.
I was one of them. And soda bottles. Boy, I must have drank 3 or 4, maybe 5 or 6 sodas a day. And I just went cold turkey.
Wow. All right, so that's definitely one of the things that people could do pretty easily. So owning this business, what were the bottom line benefits that you saw with now after the 60 days, and you're just 60 days into this, that you're starting to see? What have you seen happen with the employees that are on the upswing, the uptake on this?
Well, first of all, many of them were overweight, and they immediately started losing weight. Some have lost as much as 20 pounds, 30 pounds in just 60 days. So, the weight loss, it gives more energy. If you want an energized workforce, a healthy workforce, is more energized. And so the people who have lost a substantial amount of weight, in a healthy way, not by starving themselves, are much more energized and they're better in the workplace. They also feel better about themselves. So their attitude gets better. And so, the plan is just done wonders in a very short period of time. It's not just my plan. There's a lot of stuff out there about eating organic and eating healthy that can help turn people around. But I think my staff saw me do it and thought, well, I know it works. Therefore, I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah. So we mentioned some changes that obviously other business owners could do, office managers, that kind of thing. What else would you say you would throw in, you would add in that might be able to boost the health of some of the employees in these offices that we're talking about?
First thing I do is install a water filtration system for both hot and cold water. You either buy a filter or you're going to be a filter. And so if they're not drinking plastic bottles, you want to make sure and have glass bottles available to staff that they can pour the filtered water into, so that they can walk around with glass bottles and filtered water. You want to make available to the entire office a doctor-approved body detox program. What I did with my staff was I said, look, there's got to be a little skin in the game. And it wasn't cheap. It was about $150 for the detox program. So I said, look, you put up half. I'll pay the other half. And if you finish the 8-day detox, I'll give you your half back.
Mm.
So you don't pay anything.
Mm.
So I had 9 employees that just went, I'm in. And they gave a check. I wanted the skin in the game because it'd be easy to take it. Like, people take freebies anytime.
Right.
So I wanted them to be committed. And if they completed the program, then I gave them their check back. So it didn't cost them anything. But I had 9 employees who were a lot more healthy and focused on their health. Provide healthy alternatives at staff luncheons and celebrations. I just did a big conference, and I had 650 directors from around the world. We had about 6 or 7 tables at the dinner that were all Meisner plan foods. So it's all food that is healthy and organic, and hotels will work with you. It's amazing when you tell hotels why and what the purpose of it is. Chefs have just been incredible in working with me, and I traveled. I'm on the road 26 weeks a year, and the chefs have been incredible. So provide healthy alternatives. Don't just get hamburgers.
I love that. Wow, I can't wait for it. The Meisner Plan is out in a couple of weeks. Ivan Meisner, CEO of VNI.com. Check it out. So I'll tell you what, good for you, and congratulations on how well you're doing and spreading the word. I hope a lot of people swoop in and take advantage of this and change a few habits and get healthier. Thanks, Ivan.
Thank you. Listen, if I can do it, anyone can do it.
And Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, And the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14-by-21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50-by-100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
We're here, and we are ready to find out what the game of the week is going to be this time around in the NFL. So without further ado, Nathan, let the computer rip. I think we need to hit the computer one more time. If it doesn't come up the game I like, that's why I sent that. That was a big hint. All right, so the game of the week is a good one. This is one I'd be watching anyway. And, we've gotten so far down the path of this season. And I think this may be, in looking at all the games, this may be the best game on the board. And the best game on the board probably is going to be, ready for this, San Francisco and New Orleans. I think it may end up being that way. Heading into the season, the Sunday afternoon game between Green Bay and New York, I would have thought would have been good, but it's been crazy for New York this season. But the 49ers and the Saints, because the Saints are 7-2, they're 5-0, perfect at home. The 49ers 6-3, 3-1 away, but they're just statistics. That doesn't really tell you what's happened this season. I think you know, you've had games where Drew Brees hasn't seemed like Drew Brees, although, as I say that, I mean, he's got 25 touchdowns and, you know, 3,000 yards, and he has had some incredible games. But at the Superdome, he is the master. He is the master of the Superdome. So I'm going to say, at least this year, I'm going to say the Saints win it, and the final score will be 27-21. 27-21, New Orleans. If you want to nail the score, you can do that with me right now. You can also send me your guess at americatonight.net. That will carry into the first segment of next hour, so you can nail the score, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, 5283. And, you know, the 49ers, you think of Colin Kaepernick and last year and going up against Baltimore and really being the team that easily could have won the Super Bowl, salivating at a chance to be back in that position, and at 6-3 and 3-1 away, they put themselves in a good spot to get there. And looking across the board at all the divisions, I mean, the NFC East is just so lame. And hey, I'm an Eagles fan. I grew up in the NFC East, and it's all about bluster and reputation of the past, at least for this season anyway. But when you look at the AFC, and you look at like Kansas City, perfect 9-0, do they go 16-0? What happens with Kansas City, Denver in the same division in the West, 8-1? And, you know, another intriguing, I think, division too is the AFC East, because New England problems heading into the season, including with Aaron Hernandez, which really cost them, I think, a lot. And the Jets now at 5-4, Geno Smith coming up with the goods now all of a sudden. That makes it kind of interesting. And San Francisco in the NFC West, Seattle on top at 9-1, and San Francisco behind them at 6-3. But then you look at, as I mentioned, of course, New Orleans in the NFC South, and Detroit starting to show some promise at 6-3. And that's kind of interesting, too, because when you look at playoff standings and the possibilities of wild cards, I think it's going to be the thing that's going to be tougher is going to be the AFC. The AFC has some more intriguing storylines, I think, this time around. All right, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, if you want to throw in a score guess, or americatonight.net, americatonight.net. We might have thrown a few of you off. We had an interview, but we've got two segments that you can easily toss in your guess. And the two teams, New Orleans and San Francisco, like I say, for different reasons as to why each team is intriguing and how tough it is to figure. You know, it's always tough to try to figure out who's going to win these games. And this has been a strange season, needless to say. Very few things are predictable in the NFL, and it seems to become more and more that way, that what used to be, you used to have dominant teams, well, with salary cap, that changed all of it. And certainly, we've also seen that anything can happen with these injuries. You know, you lose the quarterback, and then you lose the backup quarterback, and all of a sudden, you're looking to plug somebody into a gap, and we've seen that happen a couple of times this season with a few teams, and there have been some brutal injuries that are starting to change the fates and fortunes of who should have, would have, could have been there. And that one of those teams is certainly the Philadelphia Eagles, and that's part of the problem with the NFC East. Some of the injuries that have taken hold there that have affected them, and even with Washington, RG3 going back into this season, not quite the RG3 of before. You know, an interesting story happened today in a courtroom that you might not have heard about. A former wide receiver, Sam Hurd, got 15 years for what his part was in a drug distribution scheme. But there was a good chance in a federal court that he could have gotten life, and it was looking like that might happen. We kept hearing about that. He pled guilty in April to one count of trying to buy and distribute coke and marijuana, and this was a guy who was an incredible player. He played for the Dallas Cowboys and then got had a stint with Chicago where he got over a $4 million contract and really blew it by being arrested outside of Morton's Steakhouse when he tried to buy coke in a sting operation. So he had no idea, and he was, in a strange way, involved with the Mexican cartel. And instead of life, he didn't get life. He got 15 years, and if I were his attorney, I'd say, thank goodness. He shouldn't have gotten life for his role in that, but he did, in a couple of different interviews, talk about how many players smoked marijuana, and partially for some of the players it was because they had injuries that they couldn't get over the hump with, so they smoked pot because it made them feel better with the aches and pains. And that he said that probably 60% of the players or more are at least casually smoking marijuana, and he was smoking marijuana constantly. But because they knew when the drug tests were and what they were testing for, it was never a problem. It was easy to beat the drug tests. Very, very easy to do that. And Sam Hurd, incredibly, incredibly talented. And look how he ends up. I mean, incredibly talented. I cannot say enough about this guy. Had the goods because I covered the team, and how depressing that he ends up in that situation. But again, lucky for him that he didn't end up in a situation where he got a life sentence, because boy, that would have been, how disastrous would that have been in a very, very tough prison that we're talking about. All right, I've got a couple of people who have emailed me. Quickly, I'll get them in. One from Jay, who says, I think New Orleans takes this easily. Kate, I think your score is way wrong. I'm going to say 28-14. Also, this one from Todd. Todd listening to us in Illinois, and Todd picks the Saints as well. His score, much lower, 17-7. Remember, at the top of the hour, you can also throw out a guess at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
My name's Bruno, and I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.